Africa. This is Let's Talk, where we take a lighthearted look at everyday life, the day-to-day issues you care about. I'm your host, Sunday Shomari in Washington. Tonight, MCs.
They forget that event is not their event.
Yeah.
Somebody else's event. MC is supposed to be very minimum.
Yeah.
You know, clear, that everybody can understand what you're talking about.
Well, MC, or a master of ceremony, also known as compere or protocol officer or announcer, is the official host of a ceremony, a staged event, or similar performance. And this is according to Wikipedia. So, what is so important about having an MC? Can a ceremony be endurable without one? Well, tonight we'll discuss this, of course, in our usual light-hearted manner. So please stay tuned. Now it's time to welcome to our show my colleague in the house from the House of Service, Solomon Abu. Welcome back.
Thank you.
All right, and we have for the first time Jessica Mushala. Welcome to the show, Jessica.
Thank you, Asante Sana.
Sure, welcome aboard. Sure, and also we have Loic Youth, my colleague Loic. Welcome back.
Thank you, Sunday. Thanks for having me on.
You're welcome, bruh. In this edition of Let's Talk, we will be discussing MCs. Well, one thing I would like to ask you guys here. When you talk about MCs, what are they supposed to be doing? We know they speak to the audience, entertains people, and also generally keeps a contemporary event moving. And if you remember back in the 70s, the term MC became an alternative for a rapper. And some of the great MCs include MC Hammer, Father MC, MC Light, Young MC, KRS-One, Redman, Method Man, and the like. The list goes on and on and on. But what is so special about having an MC in any event? And I spoke to a radio DJ in Washington, D.C., 93.9 WKYS, DJ Joe, and I wanted to know his take.
It's important to have an MC for an event for one reason, because the event, with my experience, will run a lot more smoother with somebody who tells a group of people, or, well, it could be a number of people, the event, what to do. The program can be laid down, but for some reason, people need someone to lead them or what to do next.
Mm.
Even if it's just a party that people can come in, it's still going to be somebody that can. So they are important at the event.
Okay.
But also, a small percentage of it, they could be not worth it, because you will have certain events that an MC will overdo their job, to my experience.
Mm.
It could be, it depends on what kind of event it is. You can have an MC who talks throughout the whole party time.
And then he forgets that there's a music that needs to be played here.
Music that needs to be heard. People need to be singing.
Yeah.
I personally MC most of the time when I DJ, but I know when to talk and when to be quiet so people can enjoy music.
That's very true. You need to know when to talk. That, I think, is the very key for MCs.
Yeah.
Because some people are trying to take the spotlight by themselves.
Yeah, you gotta share. You gotta let the artist, you gotta let the song, you know, ride through, especially the part that people really love to hear, and you know, and even in the modern MCs, if you bring it to the lounges, when they talk, most of them, they will turn the music off. So they can be heard, and that's even worse.
That's even worse, really. Why is that?
I don't know. They trying to make sure their message gets delivered how they want it, but it's even worse when people came to party. Like I say, it depends on what kind of event. If this event is definitely nothing to do with music,
yes,
MC might be the one that, you know,
in a wedding, like, or something.
Yeah, wedding. Wedding still might have music, but times, you know,
or corporate event, for instance.
MC will. But if it's a music event, they definitely purposely come to a DJ and they'll grab the fader and cut the music off and say what they say, and they just bring music back up. So what that look like is, like, every time when the music is off, people kind of pause. And they listen to you talking, and then they let the music back up, and then people dance again. And every time they just if you kind of like picture how you look, it's really funny. I've seen MCs get kicked out of dance floor.
Really? People kick them out? You've seen such a situation?
They're quiet. Yeah, be like, shut up. Throwing paper cups on them.
Yeah.
Thank you, DJ Joe. This is Let's Talk, and we're discussing MCs. Now, back to the studio. Let's listen to Solomon Abu. You are originally from Ghana, my friend.
Yes.
Tell me, when you go to these events, do you think MCs are so important? And if yes, why? And what do they bring?
Yeah. So, yeah, I think the MCs are extremely important, not just like an insignificant part of the program. I think MCs play an integral part of the program. Back in Ghana, you'd realize that most of the events that you're having, you want someone who can guide the whole process, because it is noted, or people think, that people are not naturally time conscious in terms of like orderliness at the program, in terms of how you want things to flow. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, the idea that the MC is just supposed to be someone who, this comic, I mean, person who is supposed to be hilarious, it's a bit misplaced. I think the MC has a bigger role than that. Of course, it has to be exciting.
Right.
And being exciting doesn't necessarily mean be funny or say things that are not, like, you know. So significantly, I think that the MC focuses to guide the program in an orderly manner, because you want the program to be orderly and you need someone who really has an expertise in that area.
Right.
So let's say you're having a wedding ceremony. You don't just want to drop someone who may be an introvert and who cannot communicate in the midst of a lot of people. You want someone who is exciting, someone whose presence could make the program more exciting, because there are people like that.
Oh yeah.
And not everyone is able to talk in the midst of a lot of people.
That's so very true.
It's significant, very significant, to the extent that now people, some of my friends I know who are making a career out of that, like they have like professional MC websites where you can just request their services on every program at all that you want them to attend, and they will come for a fee. So
yeah.
And I think that they do pretty good well. Once you see people in this program, you see how they articulate themselves, how they bring new excitement in the program. They inculcate new ideas, if it's a wedding, tricks that will make it more exciting. Right. So it's not just a group of people who comes and just want to, you know, crack some jokes and be at the program, but they order the program, they make it follow, they link up with those who are supposed to serve meals, those who are supposed to order tables and all that.
Right.
So you need someone who will be in charge of that. And usually what people do is also that they have people, these MCs come and then they have a rehearsal of the program. So they have an entire idea of the entire program that is going to take place. So those people are like the master, like the name goes,
the name
like
itself.
The master of the ceremony.
Exactly.
They know every corner when there's a light out or there's a blackout, something happening, they'll know like what to do, who to talk to when there's a food shortage, or who to contact when you realize that the music is not playing well or something. So because at a time it's your occasion. If I'm the
I know.
Like you see, like I'm gonna get married soon. If I'm the groom, I don't want to be worried about like whether my guests are getting food to eat.
Right.
I know someone who I've delegated the power to, who is really capable and who knows who to talk to. So those are like, in broad terms, some of the roles that MCs play at public events.
Sure.
I don't think those are like, you know, just the exclusive ones. There may be more that I may not be known.
Okay.
I'm sure Lloyd can add this one.
Very well said. Very well said. Let's listen to Jessica Mushala, the only lady in the room. Jessica, you are an MC yourself. You go to so many events in the diaspora here in DC and Washington and Virginia. You have seen so many different occasions and you have been a host. Tell me about having to do all these events, and what have you been seeing all this time as an MC yourself? I know there's so many challenges and there's so many good things that you find out.
All right. I'm glad you guys have me on the show.
Sure.
What have I really experienced?
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking at the lack of time consciousness. We really get frustrated when you're the MC and people are not able to follow the simple instructions of your 5 minutes, or you're going to speak 2 minutes, or stand up and just introduce your name and your relationship, sit down. So they get there, they become the MC, or they become the pastor, lack of the word. Okay. That, for me, I think it has been a bigger challenge, because the expectations set when you are taking an assignment should be followed. Right. And you should have only one person who can change your kind of ad, but not everyone who thinks I'm a relative or so-and-so, therefore they say. Now, that is in terms of the maybe weddings and stuff like that.
Right.
And when you go into the official being an official MC, like if it's government officials, if it's conference and meeting organizations,
right,
your MC also has to change.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the time I've attended where there are MCs maybe from NBC or from, you know, these big organizations, and I don't see exactly what they're doing different from what African MCs can do.
Mm-hmm.
So the challenge I see is how we present ourselves as MCs. How we price, even the pricing itself. People will just go for something cheaper because they think, you know, it's cheaper, the economic, cost effectiveness.
Right.
However, what are we bringing in any event? So as our brother said in Ghana, it thinks hilariously, you know, you're supposed to keep the audience going. But really, it's about expectations set. A challenge I face, lack of the word I'll use, is pure disrespect when you are the MC, and you give someone a mic, and you say, okay, you have 5 minutes. They go above maybe 6 minutes to give them the sign. They even ignore you. They start, you know, calling their aunt. To me, I think that's the ultimate disrespect an MC can get.
Oh, yeah.
And I think if you're signing contract, you need to put it in the contract. They pay you extra when something like that happens.
That's right. You know?
Then maybe they'll be able to understand.
And you're very
also,
right.
That is for DC people who suppose they have exposure.
Yeah.
But we make assumptions, we as MC, that people know how people should behave.
Right.
And I think we should be able to learn from each other. Because if I go to Tanzania in the village, the MC in the village is supposed to make people laugh.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have an idea what is following, but they become a comedian, entertainer.
Okay. Right.
Versus if I come to Sunday Shomari, who has so much exposure, I'm going to have to behave a little bit and actually even, you know, speak as if I'm from Europe so that I can impress the audience. At the end of the day, what are we sharing? Yeah. And what are we bringing as a value? Or are you there to just keep the family feud in check?
No problem. Very well said, Jessica Mushala. Loic Youth on the other side, my friend. Tell us what you know here, because as we have heard here, you know, we have so many differences when we do these things, from family to corporate events. There are so many challenges people face as MCs, and probably you've seen some of these events. And what do you think MCs, can we do without them, really?
I mean, like, it really depends, because I've been to some events where there's an MC there and I don't really hear them, I don't see them. So I agree with someone's point where, like, it really has to depend on the personality, and, like, it's not always easy to find the right person who can get the crowd going, you know?
Yeah.
So that's like one of the main issues, because some people are down the mic and, like, they're not really outgoing. They can't keep the energy going. They can't keep things moving. And, like, if that's the person you have as an MC, it doesn't really, like, they don't stand out. So you need that MC, somebody who's going to be there getting the crowd hype. So in some events, you really don't have the people who can do that. So but if you can find the right person who has the right energy, then there is a need for the MC, because they keep the crowd engaged.
So for that reason, you're saying that event won't look as good if the MC is not such energetic and can take the crowd going.
Well, but that's what he's there for. So, I mean, if he's not there, then, I mean, but I'm more used to, like, more recent events where MCs are not really a part of it, because it's more about, like, interaction now. So MCs, I don't really think for events, like, the ones at least I go to, I don't really see a use for them, because people are out there to interact a lot more. MCs, I don't really see a need for MCs.
Okay, so for your experience, you don't see a need because you can see event or you can see a crowd interacting without the MC being part of it. Okay, hold it right there. MC is the topic tonight. So many interesting views and so many differences as well. For those of you just joining us, this is Let's Talk, a program of the Voice of America's Africa Service.
What's up, Africa? I'm Jackson Vunganyi in Washington.
And I'm Nadia Sami. Thanks for joining us. We'd love to have you on board. This is Upfront on The Voice of America.
Listen, let's be upfront.
There's a lot to talk about.
We need to discuss what's going on in your communities, issues that affect you.
Are you involved?
Are you engaged in transforming your society?
Today, right now, this is your platform.
Let us know what you've been up to.
Check us out on Facebook. Drop us a line.
Upfront is a show where we look at issues that affect Africa's youth,
giving you an opportunity to express yourself as you connect with other youth around the continent.
In this interconnected world, we share a destiny. So let us share our solutions to issues like unemployment,
education reform,
elections,
free speech,
and many others.
Nothing is off the table.
Nothing is off the table.
Absolutely nothing is off the table.
It's Upfront, Wednesdays at 17:30 UTC, Saturday at 1900 UTC,
and Sunday at 19:30 UTC,
right here on VOA Africa. Africa.
This is Let's Talk, where we take a lighthearted look at everyday life, the important issues you care about. I'm your host, Sunday Shomari, with Jessica Mushala, Loic Youth, and Solomon Abu. Right now, we are discussing MCs. Well, a little bit history of MC. According to Catholic Encyclopedia, the MCs are known since the 15th century, Solomon Abu. Can you imagine? 15th century.
Yeah.
And they had a special responsibility in all pontifical ceremonies. These are very special ceremonies in the church back then. So I spoke to Jane Manuka, and I wanted to know her take.
Like in an African party, you really do not need an MC.
Why?
It could be either way. Okay, let me change my mind. In an African party, I would say you need MC because Africans, everybody wants to be a bossy at the same time, you know? So when you have two or three and everybody wants to be a bossy, at the same time, the events, the African time thing.
Oh, yeah.
Don't go by the time.
Time is a big problem.
7 o'clock or they'll come 12 midnight. When the whole of you pay until midnight, and then they'll complain that event is not there. The person to be blamed is MC.
Oh, yeah.
So things like sensitive, like your wedding, you do need an MC. At the same time, you start, calling your parents, what's your advice to your daughter or to your son? They want to start singing and dance and remember when she was born, when she was in high school, after she started dating, and that thing can be boring. In that case, you need MC to pull that person out.
Spice up a little bit, huh?
So MC will act like a security officer.
Why security officer?
Yes, get the person off the stage. You take the person off the stage. It's like your time is up. Get out.
Yeah.
And what they forget, it's a once-in-a-lifetime event.
Yeah.
It's my sister's wedding. I want to give a message to my sister that she'll remember for the rest of her life.
Mm.
But MC might gonna stop me because of the time. So to that point, I don't know which side I should base on, to be a security officer or I think I'll remain neutral.
But I think, as you say, if you have an MC, it helps a lot, because for most African weddings I've seen, everybody wants to talk. And you don't have time. These places are paid for. You only have maybe 4 hours or 6 hours.
What's your point is you're having MC because of to manage your time.
Exactly.
That's the only reason. Not only time to direct people, because people mm-hmm. might start taking food to take away home, and this is not a takeaway. You don't bring your box to get a takeaway food. It's you eat here. So, MC, you need to let people know this is not McDonald's.
Exactly.
This is a wedding. Eat as you can.
Yeah, and leave it right here.
When your belly's full, go home and sleep. So in that case, MC is very important. On the other hand, MC also can be drunk.
Oh, yes.
When they start drinking and they talk too much and they give themselves too much time to talk, nonsense.
Thank you, Jane Manuka. This is Let's Talk, and we are discussing MCs. Now, as Jessica mentioned, during wedding receptions, MC has multifaceted responsibility of keeping the agenda flowing smoothly. And also, someone you mentioned about this. But on the same note, like youth, my friend, doesn't see there's no need to have one. There's no really need. And in order to be a great MC, there are some things that you have to do. As Solomon mentioned, I'll just say a few. This includes delivering applause cues, presenting introductions, and also you have to know how to deal with your microphone. Microphone techniques are very important as well. So, one of the things Jessica also mentioned here was you might go to a wedding or a ceremony, you can't find MC who have a nice microphone. You have a long wired old school microphone and you're like, wait a minute. I need to be able to talk to people and also move around. You know, you have to allow parents to speak. You have to walk around and give the microphone to the father, to the mother, to the grandmother, whoever in the program is supposed to be talking. So how are we dealing with such things? And especially when it comes to African weddings, we know the culture, traditions, all that. You're talking about having a program, but the program is still running. Someone is coming. Oh, my aunt needs to talk. My sister-in-law didn't talk. My brother from the village didn't talk. So, excuse me, the lineup doesn't show all that. And the time we have is a specific time. Yeah. How do you deal with that, Jessica, for you who have been an MC so many times?
You have to look at the audience and make sure you how many adults are in the audience, the people you consider adults, elders.
Okay.
That kind of helps you to determine how to respond.
Right.
How many distinguished people are there? But if someone comes to me and say, my aunt did not talk, I'm going to say they are not on the program. Right. Now, that might offend that person, but I'll be telling the truth. Mm. They are not on the program.
Right.
But they need to talk. I'm the sister. Oh, I understand. They are not on the program.
Very important. You are very bold, my friend, because it takes boldness to do that, you know? Solomon Abu, you know this, and you talk about these guys just being comedians, but when it comes to these things, it's not about being a comic. Yeah. It's more than that. It's decision-making here.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Well, I think a good MC is someone who is able to improvise under situations like that.
Right.
And I mean, I'm not saying you should allow everyone to come and give a speech because some people have the tendency of always wanting to be
right.
where they are not invited to be. Of course, that's why the essence of planning the program is there.
Right.
But when it comes to, African wedding, especially in Ghana, in our traditional wedding, not everyone could be, can even be an MC. Not just everyone, because you need someone who is actually matured, who knows the culture, who can embellish the stuff.
Right.
So when the groom and the family members are bringing the items, the diary, the person is going to embellish those things, talk about the history, talk about where they come from, and connect dots. You need someone who is really well informed.
Right.
So there are people, so it depends on the category, like the way Loic said it. Like in some places, like now, most of our youth events, we could just hang out and we know what to do. Of course, we want to have fun, want to have conversations. So you don't need a third party to tell us what to do, right?
Right.
But under some circumstances, you need someone who really has some knowledge, who is able to bring people together, who is able to connect and bring some kind of order to say, oh, it's time for food, it's time for, you know, for dancing, and we don't want anyone to take your camera. Like, I just came back from a wedding, right?
Yeah. And they didn't want any cameras.
No, the MC was like, wait, we don't want cameras, you know, people, you see the bride or the couple moving, and people have their phones up. You don't want that in the pictures. Like,
oh my goodness.
You know, so she just gave the order that, please keep your phones, right? We don't want you. And I think that was oddly because I never thought of that.
Privacy,
right?
privacy. You're mentioning that very well because I saw also another event. This was not a wedding, but it was a baby shower. Mrs. Mama Michelle would know about this in African settings here in the diaspora and all that. People are coming with lots of cameras, and this guy didn't want people to see the picture of his wife pregnant and all that. So he said, nah, cameras, man. Nah. But guess what? African people always find a way.
Now, we can call it African people, but again, we are the diaspora.
Exactly.
And I'm assuming the talk, Africa, a lot of people are listening to this. I think it's time we stop using Africa as an excuse for us not following the expectations of the person who hired. I'm all for the improvising, but at the same time, you still have to keep control of the audience, of the program. That's why they're paying you.
Right.
Make sure things run smoothly.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them, as I said, is to say you are not in the program. I'll get back to you. Let me see if I can insert you in. But you can't come and interrupt and expect me to give you the mic.
Right.
And in terms of the mic, as Sandy said, basically that is the fault of the people who are hosting the event. Because if you go with a cheap DJ, they're not going to have, you know, the nice microphones. They're going to have the typical old wire because they're cheap to rent.
Mm-hmm.
Again, what's important about the event? If it's birthday, if it's a bridal shower, I still feel when in this century, we are still talking about, oh, you know, we are always in African time, you know. But I don't hear anyone saying I missed a plane going to Ghana. We get at that airport on time. So often we don't miss that international airplane, but we can use an excuse of the bride being late.
That's right. You're very right about that. So, I went to a wedding. Loy Keith, I'll tell you this before you speak anything. I went to a wedding in Houston, Texas during the summer. It's supposed to start at 7 p.m. But guess what?
Mm-hmm.
7 p.m., the hall was empty, totally empty, until 10 p.m. That is 4 hours later when people show up. Only because at that time, the sun is down. So are these people looking at their watches or they're looking at the sun? So I didn't understand that. But anyway, Lord, go ahead. You want to say something?
African time. I mean, African time is always a thing. Whether we'll graduate from that or not, it's a whole new topic. But anyway, so two weeks ago, I was at a baby shower.
Okay.
And, like, the event was just open and, like, there was no MC. So I have a question for you guys, actually. So, like, for the event you have MC'd at, how would it be different if you're not there?
I think I've seen... some of the events would have been a disaster because everybody would be some people thrive on the limelight. They might not necessarily have what it takes to be MC, but because there will be a vacuum, it might make it successful or it might be a disaster. So at the end of the day, MC is not as important as we are making it to be, but they are still needed to keep the order.
Mm-hmm.
Abu?
Yeah, I think the last time I MC'd a program was when I was in college. I was an undergrad.
Mm-hmm.
But that was like a concert. It was like a musical concert. What would happen differently if I wasn't there could be that there would be chaos as to in terms of like which group would have to come first and sing and what time... What time are we allocating to the performances? How do we make sure that they leave the stage at the right time and all that?
Go outside. Big time forward. The star boy there, so. Came into the game, no one replaced me. Me love mine, I see straight, me no chaser. All of my guys know me all about me paper. Me call me girls all around me, me no chaser. Yeah, star boy call me number one. Why me tune drop the girls that bounce along? Me no let nothing come between me and me paper. So when me come in, I place me on that taker. Yeah, 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 yeah. Baby, come closer. Yeah, 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 yeah. Baby, come closer. Baby, number one in my city.
Big thank you to my colleagues. My man, Solomon Abu, thank you so much for being here today.
Oh, it's my pleasure, sir.
All right, and Loic Youth, thank you for coming back,
Mama,
brother.
No worries. Thank you for having me on.
Sure. And a big thank you to the MC in Washington, D.C., Maryland, and Virginia, the one and only Jessica Mushala. Thank you so much for your times.
Thank you so much for having me.
Anytime. Right. And Jackson Mvunganyi is our producer. Send in your comments and experiences. Our email address is letstalk@voanews.com. You can also call us here at 202-205-9942. After the announcement, leave us a message. That's 202-205-9942. The U.S. country code is 1. Thanks for tuning in and join us again next Monday at 17:30 UTC for another exciting edition of Let's Talk. Our topic next week will be fashion designers. Don't forget to tune in Tuesdays for another discussion program, Health Chat. Host Dino Mudu and her guest physician discuss a health issue of interest to you. That's Health Chat Tuesdays at 17:30 UTC right here
on the Africa service of the Voice of America. From Washington, this is Sunday Shomari. See you next Monday. Ciao.